This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Common Council will wait until their June 28th meeting to decide on what to do with the Oregon-Jackson Bridge. The council favors a high fixed bridge, but is concerned about the impact the bridge will have on area businesses and offices. The council will ask the state, who is paying for the bridge, if the bridge could be moved just a bit to lessen the impact on business. The Oshkosh Council also gave the go-ahead to a tiny home village on West Packer Avenue. The homes would be used to help the homeless while they receive job training and financial education in hopes of getting a permanent home someday. The Oshkosh Boys and Girls Club now has the go-ahead for a major expansion. The club has acquired several home sites and hopes to break ground on the project a little bit later this year. The Oshkosh School District will hit the streets soon with a new food truck. The food truck will give students a chance for hands-on learning. It's called Brewing Futures Mobile Cafe. A community ribbon cutting will take place in just a few weeks. Page 2. Here she comes, Miss Wisconsin. They'll crown another Miss Wisconsin this weekend in Oshkosh. 22 contestants are competing for the title. This is the 60th year for Oshkosh to host Miss Wisconsin. The Battle on Bago Summer Edition returns to Lake Winnebago this weekend. $125,000 in cash and prizes will be awarded. And the first of two Food Truck Fridays is coming up tomorrow night at South Park. 15 trucks are expected and proceeds benefit the Oshkosh Senior Center. In sports, Gary Payton II could become the second player from the Wisconsin Herd to win an NBA championship. Payton is part of the Golden State Warriors. He played with the Herd for a portion of the 2017-2018 season. Game 6 of the NBA Finals is coming up tonight. And the stormy weather is gone. Should be a beautiful night for Waterfest. Tommy James and the Shondells will headline Waterfest tonight. That, of course, getting underway just after 6 o'clock at the Lee Tampa Theater. That's Newsworthy for Thursday. We're back again next week on the Chamber website. We're always brought to you by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Have a great weekend.